Let's go to darts now, and it's an exciting time of the year for everybody involved here in Donegal and beyond. Indeed, the Donegal Darts Organisation PRO is David Haran, who joins us now on the line. We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and David, lots to look forward to in the next few weeks. We have, of course, those championships coming up, that a big tournament nationally. But first, let's just reflect on that West Coast Challenge for 2023. That tournament, which was held here in Donegal, a great success for Donegal, and certainly, I suppose it's a continuation of the good news story for everybody involved in Donegal Darts.
Yes, Chris. It was a great weekend of darts, and it was held in Jackson's back on the 20th of January. And we had three men's teams, two ladies, and two youth teams entered into the West Coast Challenge this year. And overall, there was 14 men's, 8 ladies, and 6 youths in it.
And certainly a lot of the titles coming Donegal's way. And on top of that, we also had that recent tournament down there in Carrick, the Con Sean Singles Darts Tournament. So it's busy times.
Yeah, it's really busy times. Darts is getting to be the big thing at the minute because of the All-Irelands that are coming up now in February. The Donegal Senior Men's will be vying for another All-Ireland title again. And they're trying to get as much darts, competitive darts, in as possible.
So the Donegal team going into the All-Irelands, they'll go in on the back of some notable successes in that West Coast Challenge. Just how high are you setting the bar?
I'd say borderline. They'd be probably one of the favourites for the All-Irelands this year. They were unfortunate at the West Coast. The senior men's A team were beaten in the final by a very good Sligo side.
And in the coming national championships, just how many different teams will Donegal have in it? How many different levels and categories?
In the senior A's, they'll have one senior men's team and one senior ladies team. And then you have in March, start of April, you have the County B's as well, which is, we have two teams in that. We have a County B team and a young development team as well entered.
And tell us just the selection process for the Donegal teams. How does one get onto it? Is it based purely on recent results?
Yeah, all players around Donegal are being watched at competitions and leagues and things. And, you know, if you start winning things and you get noticed, your name, a lot of people's name, your name's been brought up and around the county, and you can be called up to the county team, no problem. It's all down to your attitude, the way you play darts, and if you're on form, your name will be brought up.
Now, the inter-county championships, there's men's pairs, ladies' pairs, singles as well. How many people from Donegal will actually be taking part?
For the county team, there's I think 17, 18 players for the county senior A team, and I think there's 13 or 14 for the ladies.
So it'll be a big contingent, and it's taking place this year in Trim in County Meath?
Yes, down at the Knightsbrook Hotel in County Trim on the 17th of February.
Right. And between now and then, will there be the teams, will they be meeting up for practice sessions, or is it a case of competition?
Oh, yeah, they get get-togethers, and like the West, because the West Coast was on, that's a great competition for to see where the team's at and where the players are at, because it's very competitive. And on the Friday night for the doubles, we had in the final, we had actually four Donegal players, with Charlie Grant and Martin Crane beating Adrian Devine and Andrew Barron in the final.
So just compared with other counties around the country, David, where does Donegal rank at the moment? Are we talking about top five?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like the team's a very strong team, and they're a very experienced team as well. And there's a few new faces on the panel as well. So with the experienced players, they're blending in really well.
And finally, David, and you mentioned it when you were with us before recently, you know, obviously this is one of the highlights, getting to represent your county, but at a county level and at a town level, there's plenty of local competitions going on and big numbers getting involved.
Yes, there's competitions everywhere nowadays. They're creeping up nearly every week and nearly one now. And it's great to see it, and it's great to see the people coming out and getting playing darts again.
Great, David. Well, listen, we'll keep an eye on things on those national inter-county finals coming up in Trim and County Meath, and we wish everybody involved from Donegal the best of luck. David Harran, yes, you want to finish off?
I just want to say congratulations to Adrian Devine, who represented Ireland, a Donegal player as well, who played in Guernsey last weekend.
Great. Well, we certainly extend. Adrian has been on the scene for quite a while and many notable achievements. So representing Ireland, that's another great one for him. Well done indeed. Many thanks, David. We'll keep in touch. And Donegal Darts in a good place at the moment. That's David Harran there, the PRO for the Donegal Darts Organisation.